important new law, and we hope that we can get the word out about it because we believe it affects a lot of people. There's been an increase, obviously, in the ridership of scooters, maybe not so much mopeds, but they're still out there. And the law applies to both of these types of motor vehicles. And the law simply says this. As of October 1st, you must wear a helmet when you ride. You must wear eye protection or have a windscreen on your vehicle. You must have your vehicle insured, and you must have it titled through the Motor Vehicle Administration and display a decal on the back of that scooter or moped. There are fines associated with each one of those offenses, and so it's something that those who own and ride scooters and mopeds must be aware of and take charge of before October 1st.
Greg, what is the law as it stands right now for people that don't know and maybe use scooters, or for those of us drivers who have seen them? Where can they be? Where can they not be on the roadway? Can they be on any road, any interstate?
No, they can't be on an interstate, which is usually a controlled access highway. So they can't be on controlled access highways, but they can be on most other roads, roads up to speeds of 50 miles an hour. And on those types of roads, they must ride to the right-hand side of the road. On other roads, if they can keep up with the flow of traffic, say a 25-mile-an-hour roadway, they can ride out in traffic on those roadways. At faster speeds, most scooters go only about 30 miles an hour at a top speed. They must ride to the right-hand side of the roadway. If there's a bike lane there, they must ride in that bike lane or improve shoulder. So there are rules that apply to them and that are in the motor vehicle law, and they should be already aware of if they're out there riding. Those laws are already in effect. The new laws that take effect have to do with a helmet, eye protection, insurance, and titling of that vehicle.
And what can you lay out some of the fines for those who are caught violating those laws now?
I can. If you're found not wearing a helmet when you're riding, the fine is $110. No eye protection and/or windscreen on that vehicle is another $110 fine. No insurance is a $290 fine. No title or title decal displayed is a $70 fine. So if you ignore this new law in its entirety, you could face close to $600 in fines and 4 traffic citations as of October 1st.
And how do you enforce a law like this, Greg? Is it something, obviously, state troopers have a lot to look out for as well? This just gets added to that list?
Well, certainly these are not only state troopers, but local law enforcement as well, who will be enforcing this law. So police all across the state of Maryland will be aware of this. Obviously, those who work in more urban setting or suburban settings, college campuses around those areas are going to come into contact more than maybe some of our troopers working on the interstates or in other parts of Maryland. But certainly all police across Maryland will be enforcing this, and they do it like they would any other kind of traffic law, through observation. Again, we've all seen people riding scooters out there. We've all seen people riding them without helmets or eye protection. And so it's going to be very easy for police officers to enforce this law simply through visual observations while they're on patrol.
Is there an industry standard that's required for the helmets and the eye protection, Greg? Or can I just grab a helmet that maybe I use with rollerblades or I use when I'm riding my bike?
These helmets must be approved by the U.S. Department of Transportation, and most motorcycle helmets have a sticker on them signifying that they have been approved, that they meet U.S. DOT standards. Those same regulations apply to helmets purchased for scooter ridership, so certainly, you know, not your normal bicycle helmet will work in this case. It must be a motorcycle-type helmet.
And have you all seen, you mentioned this a couple minutes ago, that there is an increase, and we know maybe not mopeds, but in scooters, that more and more people are using them?
Anecdotally, we've certainly seen an increase in scooter ownership and ridership. Again, folks are doing this because of higher gas prices. A lot of younger people are riding scooters, especially if they live, work, or go to school in the area. In the same area, they're using scooters for transportation. We were at the University of Maryland College Park on Monday for a media event about this new law, and there were scores of scooters all across the campus. They're very popular, college campuses especially. And so it is something we have seen an increase in ridership and ownership of. It's something the legislature during the last session decided that should be addressed with an increased level of safety in this way.